You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders has been analyzing his dreams, specifically one that keeps replaying in his head that wakes him up at night.
Lately, a recurring dream jolts me awake at least once a week in the early morning darkness. I'm trying to get out a newspaper, usually in one of the shops in which I toiled over the past 3 decades. Sometimes the venue isn't recognizable. Deadline is fast approaching. Everything is going awry. Reporters aren't filing their stories where they can be found. Computers are crashing. Unexpected and unwanted visitors, rodeo clowns, sheriff candidates, bill collectors to whom I don't owe money, keep interrupting and sidetracking me as I try to lay out the pages of a newspaper. I feel as if I am walking through molasses as the clock advances toward the deadline, beyond which the newspaper will be late getting on the press. That's a serious sin from the perspective of an old newspaper guy. Still, I make little or no progress. I haven't managed to get a single story on a page in what feels like hours. Then I awake to realize, once again, I was dreaming. The most likely reason for this becoming my latest internal Technicolor rerun is that now I actually help get out a newspaper most weeks as part of my journalism instructor duties. I don't unduly worry about this responsibility, so I'm not sure why this has become the dream world my brain chooses to visit. Ironically, I didn't have nightmares about missing newspaper deadlines when it was something I either personally helped accomplish or oversaw every day. Instead, my recurring dream for many years is an old standard. I am back in college, though sadly in a middle-aged body. It seems hardly fair if one is going to dream about being in college again that the physical self stays mired in the post-AARP era. At least mine does. In my dream, the semester is nearly over. I suddenly realize that I have completely forgotten to attend one of my courses, which I will now fail and thus put into jeopardy my dreams of graduating and thus bollocksing my GPA. I frantically seek out the professor to throw myself upon her mercy. It is too late to drop the course. The professor is a stranger, naturally since I forgot to attend, who resembles Theodora the Wicked Witch. She is unsympathetic. Again, I awake. I kept having this dream 20 years after leaving graduate school, though it finally faded back into whatever recess of the mind from which it arose, now replaced with the newspaper nightmare. I decided to research recurring dreams, which led me to the website of Dr. Oz, the television personality and cardiothoracic surgeon. That's not surprising. Dr. Oz is everywhere. He says the 5 most common recurring dreams are teeth falling out, being chased, filthy clogged toilets, a cheating mate, and yes, being back at school. It comes as a relief that I have never dreamed my teeth were falling out, or that I was stuck in a bathroom with a nasty toilet, or had a cheating mate. I have had the occasional nightmares about being chased, though not nearly as often as that dratted back-in-college scenario. My favorite dream of all time, because it felt so realistic and is just flat wacky, involves learning I have just been elected governor of Oklahoma. That was quite a feat, since I have never lived there, let alone run for office. But there I was, accepting congratulations from well-wishers, and wondering just what the heck I was going to do as governor of Oklahoma. I wish I could repeat that dream. It was a lot more fun than worrying about getting out a newspaper, again and again. But you can't pick your dreams, I suppose.
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College, where perhaps he'll find fresh fodder to dream about. You can find him at GaryBorders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment.